אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hi Nitya, hope all is well. My name is Maya Guzin. I'm a mother of two, travel agent by my profession for nearly 20 years, lived in Australia for the last 15 years, and operate my business to the Israeli and the Jewish community with much love.
I know that you're very well known in the Israeli community around Australia, knowing all the ways, all the different routes to get in to Israel and back to Australia. I wanted to ask you about traveling to Israel and back to Australia now during this coronavirus crisis. What is the latest?
The latest is that there is, I would say, some misunderstanding and some confusion and some panic, or I would say, from customers, passengers that either bought a ticket a few months ago and are ready to go either now or during the next school holidays in June, July, or even for Passover in April. So they really don't know what to do. And it's more, I think, not necessarily about how to travel, but more in terms of well-being and their health. People are afraid, which is, makes sense. The situation at the moment is there is an issue with a few destinations like Singapore, just recently added to the list, Hong Kong, Bangkok. Korea at the moment, Seoul is out of this list, so there is not an issue, even though there is a stopover for one night in Seoul on the way over to Tel Aviv.
This is actually my favorite option because I stop for one night in Seoul in Korea. And I get to Israel and I'm all fresh. I had have a good night's sleep and never get... it's a fantastic flight, actually.
It's a fantastic product and it's a really well well-priced as well. Cathay Pacific gave a knockdown a few years ago when they launched the routing to Tel Aviv with their direct flight and gave a really short connection in Hong Kong at around 3 hours on the outbound and for the inbound as well. So that's a good option as well for Israelis or anyone who wants to travel to Tel Aviv and wouldn't like to spend the night in Seoul Airport. So there are cons and pros. Normally, families would like to go with Korea because they're having 4 to 5 star hotel and it's a nice to have a shower with the kids, getting rid of the jet lag. But regardless, I know that Al Al stopped the flight to Shanghai and to Beijing. At the moment, Hong Kong routing is still on. And there is no change with that, either from Qantas to Cathay Pacific or Al Al.
So what happens? You say restrictions. You said if you come from Hong Kong, Singapore and Thailand, even a stopover, you arrive to Israel. You mentioned the word you'll have some restrictions. What sort of restrictions?
Okay, so if you're doing just a transit in one of the airports that I just mentioned, there is no issue to get into Israel. It doesn't really matter if you have an Australian passport or any other passport or Israeli passport. The problem is, the issue is when people are traveling in Asia and they're coming back to either Australia or Israel, and then they need to be basically secluded and stay home for 2 weeks. Obviously, they can't take everybody to the hospital to check. I don't know if you remember the time where they had the SARS virus as well. There was a panic at the airports, and there used to be temperature, people getting checked. I didn't hear anything about that at the moment.
Right. I believe they take temperature now at Singapore Airport before you board the flight.
So that's a new thing as well, because it's very, very dynamic. And it's, again, I'm getting notification on a regular basis, on a daily basis. You can hear it as well in the news and be aware what's going on. I think people are more concerned about, okay, what's my alternative if I don't want to go through Asia, which makes sense. There are some few options. You can go with Al Al and Qantas from Sydney, or Melbourne doesn't fly to Johannesburg, but it's also going via Sydney to Johannesburg, and then from Johannesburg going to Tel Aviv with Al Al. So that's a popular routing at the moment. It's not cheap, but compared to the other airlines, it's an alternative. Obviously, you can go via the US as well. And also you have an option to go with Etihad via Abu Dhabi, or Emirates via Dubai, or Qatar via Doha, which goes to either Amman in Jordan, or Athens, and then you can go with a short flight from there to Tel Aviv, which takes about an hour and a half.
Do you have any problem if you have an Israeli passport flying with the Emirates Airlines?
No. With either with Qatar, Emirates or Etihad, there is no restrictions whatsoever for an Israeli passport to go on. It's just a matter of comfortable, and which normally people would not fly if they don't have the dual passport option. So most of my passengers that are flying with those companies, definitely Australians, with obviously an extra passport, an Israeli passport, which they wouldn't get rid of, obviously, as an Israeli citizen. But I have known a lot of people who fly just with an Israeli passport, and it's not an issue.
So they never had a problem. So if you only have an Israeli passport, you can still go via the Emirates, via those
Correct.
Countries.
Correct. Right. I personally have an issue with Qatar for that matter, but that's my personal view, and I would never impose it to a client, just if you ask my opinion about that.
Right. Why Qatar?
It's an issue with where the money goes to with the jihad, and I have a personal issue with that. So I would not pose it to a client, but it's an open market and everybody can do whatever they like and they fly whatever they like. And also it's about money. If you need to save at about $2,000, some people will do this calculation and decide they will do that.
Right. So it's not about personal security.
No.
Right.
Obviously, as an Israeli, I wouldn't go with the flag, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't put the flag on me. But just, you know, be quiet, be sensible, be aware that you're flying with an Arab airline. That's the cons and the pros.
And can you have a few days stopover in Dubai with an Israeli passport?
Yes, you can.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
We're talking to Maya Goodwin, a travel agent specializing in flights to Israel and to Australia and all over the world, she says. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Maya Goodwin, thank you so much for your help and for your good advice.
Thanks for having me. But again, because the situation is very, very delicate, continue following the news and the newspaper and the internet to see the real situation, because very every day.
Thank you.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.